T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story. A white woman blocks a black delivery driver from entering an apartment building in Westwood. This was one of two racist incidents captured on video here in Southern California. Let's go live to Westwood now in KMX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
Even though the man is clearly holding a bag of food in his hand, the woman at the front door did not want
to
hear it.
I have food I have to deliver to somebody, man.
Don't deliver anything here.
You didn't get the food.
I don't want you here.
The man then dialed up the customer on the building's intercom and she just kept at it.
I don't want him near here because I don't know him and I don't want people buzzing him into my building.
I don't know how to do this for you, but
I don't want
she's like in front of the door.
I can't do anything. I don't know him. I know everybody in this building. He doesn't live here, and he's not a delivery boy.
She went on to say he's a black guy walking around who has a clicker to get into any building he wants to. The man spoke with CBS 2 about the confrontation.
Situations like the situation I was in, they don't make you, they don't break you. They shouldn't break you.
He was finally able to deliver that food when the customer came to the front door. Reporting live in Westwood, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And then there's this thing that happened in Torrance. Police say they are treating this as a hate crime. It happened when a Latina woman and her African-American boyfriend were just driving home, and a pickup pulled right in front of them at a red light. A man and woman in the pickup got up, began to hurl racial insults at them, who managed to record the confrontation, including some shock reaction.
Crazy. We have to go through in 2020.
The man flashed a Nazi salute, and the woman shouted a series of statements, including, "Only white lives matter." Those are the people that were in the pickup. Then the man got a gardening tool out of his pickup and hit the victim's car before they could actually get away. There's no word yet of any arrests, but some people who have seen the video on social media say, yes, they recognize that couple.
The driver who led authorities on a chase in Orange County has ended up dead after he jumped from an overpass in Anaheim onto the 5 freeway about 50 feet below. This pursuit started in Fullerton, went through Buena Park before moving into Anaheim, where the driver had to stop on the overpass after hitting a concrete divider. He refused to follow police orders to get out of the vehicle, but then suddenly did and ran from the car and jumped over the wall to his death.
Pasadena could set another record today for the most new local coronavirus cases in just a week. The current record set last week when a total of 183 new cases was confirmed. And by yesterday, this week's total so far was already just four short of that, with an average of about 30 every day since last weekend. Pasadena's overall case count so far is about 1,800, including 103 who have died.
COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations still rising in Orange County.
The numbers are rising, albeit not as fast. Now more than 32,600 OC residents have tested positive for coronavirus. Hospitalizations are still high, but about the same as last week. Orange County Healthcare Agency Director Dr. Clayton Chow acknowledges some residents still don't want to wear a face covering.
So hopefully the citizen will realize the importance of it and comply with the order.
Chow says it's been hard for contact tracers to pinpoint where people are getting the virus.
A person could have multiple activities that put them at risk, so it's quite difficult. Even the person themselves would not know, well, I was at the bar, I was at the beach, I was here, I was there, where did I get infected?
The hardest hit areas in the county, Anaheim and Santa Ana. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070. 1070 News Radio.
Eight more Huntington Beach City employees have tested positive, bringing the total to 33. They have 1,500 people on the workforce there for the city in Huntington Beach. A spokesperson says that none of those infections came as a result of co-worker-to-co-worker transmission. The newly positive employees are at home under quarantine. Huntington Beach City Hall, which only reopened just a month ago, is shut down again today. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva accused the county CEO of committing a felony, and now an attorney for the CEO is threatening the sheriff with a defamation suit. Villanueva said in a Facebook chat that the CEO's membership on the board of United Way of L.A. is illegal because of a proposal to direct 10% of the county's general fund to a proposal to better address the needs of low-income residents.
Apparently, it is a felony if you're voting on a measure or you're facilitating a measure that which you stand to gain from your position on the other third party. That is a felony. It's covered under 1090 of the government code.
And now the attorney for the CEO of L.A. County says that Villanueva is wrong because the CEO has no financial interest in United Way.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.